我们感谢主，从今天开始，我们有三天的灵恩会。
We give thanks to God that from today forward, we have 3 days of spiritual convocation.
啊，灵恩会就是要复兴我们的灵性。
And the spiritual convocation is to revive our spiritual life.
啊，也是要重新建立我们跟神亲密的关系。
It is also allow us to establish our relationship with God.
啊，我们常常想，我们在人生有很多的追求。
We often think that in life we pursue many things.
比方说，我们差不多花的十五六年的时间来受教育。
For example, we spend about 15 or 16 years to receive education.
啊，再来就是我们花很多的时间来建立我们的家庭。
And then we spend a lot of time to build up our family.
我们花很多的时间跟我们的家人在一起。
And we spend also a lot of time with our family members.
这都是我们认为我们人生之中很可贵、值得追求的事情。
All these are the things that we feel that are important in life, and they are worthy of our pursuit.
但其实，在我们生命当中，最值得追求的是神本身。
But in life, what's the most worthy to pursue after is God Himself.
圣经说，一神，他就是众人的父。
Bible tells us that there is one God who is the Father of all.
神就是我们的来源。
God is our source.
我们跟神的关系，跟父跟子的关系。
The relationship we have with God is like that of father and son.
这个关系是非常重要的。
And this relationship is very important.
因为当神的儿子，这是一种权柄。
Because to be the son of God, it is a privilege.
有了这个权柄，我们就可以从神得到神的产业。
And having this privilege or authority, we can receive inheritance.
这个产业就是神本身。
And this inheritance will be God Himself.
所以圣经说，立位人，神就是他的财产。
So Bible says that God is the Levites' inheritance.
那神这个财产呢，不是用钱能够算得出来。
And this inheritance of God is not something that could be calculated in terms of money.
那有这个财产呢，我们不会忧虑。
Having this inheritance will not give us worries.
我们世界上财产越多，忧虑越多。
In this world, if we have a lot of inheritance, we will have a lot of worries.
如果我们有两个房子。
If we have 2 houses,
一个租人，
one of them is rented out.
我们就知道烦恼很多。
And we know that the worry will have a lot of worries.
你怕找不到好的房客。
Because we're afraid that we can't find a good tenant.
怕房客不付钱。
Or that they will not pay the rent.
怕房客房子搞坏。
Or that they would destroy the house.
然后房子有很多问题。
And that there are many problems in the house.
但是如果我们有神这个产业。
But if we have God's inheritance.
圣经说是富足不加上忧虑。
Bible tells us it is riches without any worries.
神的恩典很富足。
The grace of God is abundant.
充满着平安跟喜乐。
It is full with peace and joy.
充满着神的能力。
It is with the power of God.
但是又没有忧虑。
But there would be no worries.
所以立位人，神就是他的产业，这是最好的产业。
So God is the inheritance of the Levites, and this is the best inheritance.
圣经上保罗说，我是一无所有，但是样样都有。
And Paul said that I have nothing, and yet I have everything.
什么是一无所有？
What does it mean?That when he say I have nothing,
就是他当一个传道人，生活很简单。
That he being a pastor, that he has a very simple life.
法利赛人的身份，他放弃了。
He gave up the status as a Pharisee.
公会的议员，他放弃了。
He gave up the as a member of the council.
然后在加玛略门下受教育啊，这种很高的学士被人敬重。这种地位他也放弃了。
And he even gave up the very honorable status when he studied under Gamaliel.
所以在人看起来，人所注重的、所追求的，他都没有。
So in terms of a human perspective, what people care about, he had nothing.
但是他说，我样样都有。
But then he said further, I have everything.
因为神就是他的财产。
Because God is his inheritance.
他有平安。
He has peace.
他有喜乐。
He has joy.
他有权柄。
He has authority.
他有能力。
He has power.
他有恩典。
He has grace.
他有神的同在。
He has abundance of God.
他有内心的满足。
And he has the satisfaction in his heart.
还有，他有天上的荣耀。
He has a glory in the heavenly kingdom.
大家都过一生。
Everyone will only live one life.
地上的富足过去就没有了。
The riches in this world will just pass away.
因为这是戏台上在演戏。
Because we are only playing our part on the stage.
下台就没有了。
After the stage is the play is over, it's over.
好，所以这个本身不是最重要的。
So this is all these worldly things are not the most important.
最重要就是在神面前富足。
What's important is that we become rich before God.
我们拥有神这个产业。
That is to have God as inheritance.
那将来我们到天国是富足的。
And in the future, as we get to heaven, we will be very wealthy.
丰盛的荣耀。
It will be full of glory.
所以我们在这个地上最需要渴慕的是神本身。
So what's important that we thirsty after in this world is God himself.
所以联恩会我们在追求什么？
So in the spiritual convocation, what do we pursue after?
当然我们有需要可以追求。
Of course, if we have needs, we can ask and pursue.
向神祷告给我们是职业。
We ask the Lord to give us a career.
给我们健康。
To give us health.
我们生活有什么缺陷都可以向神求。
And whatever we need in our life, we can ask him.
但是更重要的。
But what's more important?
我们在这里要追求神本身。
And here, at this time, we have to pursue after God himself.
我们看诗篇的四十二篇。
In Psalm number 42.
诗篇的四十二篇。
Book of Psalm number 42.
第一节。
Verse 1.
神啊，我的心切慕你，如鹿切慕溪水。
The deer pants for streams of water, my soul pants for you, O God.
这个作诗的人说，我的心很渴慕你。
The psalmist says that my heart longs or pants after you.
好像鹿在渴慕溪水。
Just as a deer pants for the streams.
当这个鹿在山上跑久了之后，它非常的口渴。
When the deer runs around in the mountain, it will become very thirsty.
它看到一条小溪，它就跳进去喝水了。
If he were to discover a stream, it would jump in and drink the water.
有时候他已经忘记了敌人在后面追他了。
And it will forget that the enemy is behind, is still pursuing after it.
因为那个溪水对他来讲太好了。
Because that stream of water is too precious to it.
所以说，我的心渴慕你，切慕你。
Here says, my soul pants after you.
我们要追求神，一个最基本的条件就是对神要有渴慕的心。
To pursue after God, what's important is we need to thirst for God.
对神的恩典渴慕，这是好的。
To have a longing for the grace of God, it is good.
但是这不够。
But that is not enough.
因为如果一个人只是渴慕神的恩典
，because if a person only thirsts for the grace of God,
就会发生一件事情。
There's one thing that will happen.
有一天你什么都有。
One day, if we have attained everything,
生活很顺利，
our life is quite smooth,
我们就觉得我不需要神了。
Then we feel no longer do we need God.
我什么都有啊。
Because we have everything.
那有一天，如果我们失去了神的恩典，
But if one day we lost the grace of God,
我们就讲，那我为什么要拜神？
Then we would say, why should I worship God?
所以约伯跟他太太两个都蒙神恩典。
And Job and his wife, they both received the grace of God.
非常多的财产。
They have many, much wealth.
在东方人中，他们是自大。
And the,
最被尊重的。
In the Eastern society, they're the greatest. They are honored.
但是当神把他的恩典拿掉的时候
，But as God take away his grace,
我们就发现这两个人的信仰不太一样。
We discover that there's a little bit difference between their faith.
约伯还是很敬畏神。
Job still fears God.
他觉得神本身就是很伟大的。
He feels that God himself, he is already great.
所以神的名是应当被尊重的。
Therefore, the name of God needs to be praised.
因此把神的恩典拿掉，他还是在拜神。
So even when the grace of God is removed from him, he still worships God.
我们今天很少人像约伯这样的患难。
And today, not many of us will encounter trials like Job.
一夜间财产都没有了。
Within a day, we lost all of our wealth.
一夜间孩子都死了。
And within a day, all of the children, they died.
那再来，身体健康也没有了。
And then he lost his health.
全身生疮。
He has boils all over his body.
在这个时候，约伯竟然能够感谢神、敬畏神。
In this moment, Job can still fear God and praise God.
因为他认识神。
Because he knows God.
他的信仰是出于他对神的渴慕跟敬畏。
His faith was based or stems from his fear and his knowledge of God.
所以恩典拿掉，他还是在拜神。
Therefore, when the grace is taken away from him, he still worships God.
但是约伯的太太就不一样。
But the wife of Job was a little bit different.
哎，他看到这个恩典都拿掉了。
She discovered all of the grace has been removed.
那我为什么要拜神？
Then why should I worship God?
我拜神拜到这样，什么都没有。
I worship God till this point, I lost everything.
不但什么都没有，还有灾难呢。
And not only I lost everything, I'm suffering.
健康都没有。
Lost my health.
他又跟他先生说啊，你弃掉神，死掉算了。
So she told the husband, you should forsake God and just die.
所以今天我们跟神的关系到底有多亲密？
So how close is the relationship we have with God?
就是试着想想看。
If we try to ponder about this,
如果今天把我的事业都神把我的事业都拿掉
，If today God were to destroy my career,
也就是破产了。
Or that we become bankrupt.
或者说被公司 lay off.
Or that if we are laid off from our company.
我的孩子都死了。
And if my children all passed away.
我全身都生疮了，都生病了。
And my whole body, we have boils or we are really sick.
我还会不会敬拜这个神？
Or I still worship this God.
这个问题啊，值得我们来思考。
Now we need to really think about this question.
如果这个东西都拿掉了。
If we have all these removed from us.
我们还会敬畏神。
Well, we still worship God.
这个就表示我们认识神。
If so, then that means we know our God.
我们对神有渴慕的心。
That we have this thirst after God.
所以这个对神的渴慕是从对神的认识来的。
So this thirst for God comes from knowing God.
对神的渴慕跟对神的恩典的渴慕，这有一点点不一样。
The longing for the grace of God and all and compared to the longing of God, there is a difference.
如果今天拜神是因为神给我恩典，
if today we worship God by the grace that God has given us,
这个跟我今天拜神是因为我对神本身我非常的敬畏，
compared,
不太一样。
Compared to that we worship God because of God Himself, there is a difference.
这个好像两个人结婚，
just as if a couple that got married.
如果这个太太嫁给先生，
if this wife marry the husband,
因为他给我很生活的很舒服的生活，
because a husband can give me a very good life.
这个跟因为我很爱我的先生，这不太一样。
Compared to when I love my husband and marriedhim, this is a big difference.
如果我很爱我的先生，
if I love my husband,
有一天我先生破产了，
one day my husband bankrupt,
他生病了，
or he got sick,
我还是爱他，
I still love him,
因为我是爱他这个人，
because I love that person himself.
但是如果我们跟一个人结婚，
but if we were to marry someone,
是因为他有很多东西，
it was because that person has a lot of possessions.
那有一天这些东西没有了，婚姻就发生问题。
And one day all the possessions, if they were gone, then there will be problems.
这个是一个很实际的例子。
This is a very practical example.
很多的婚姻会破碎，是因为他结婚是因为这些外在的东西。
Many marriages are broken, and it's because of these outward materials.
那这个外在的东西没有，婚姻就结束了。
And if these outward things disappear, then their marriage will be over.
但是也有很多的婚姻非常感动。
But there are also many marriages that are really touching.
因为他真的是爱对方本身。
Because they love each other.
所以不论贫穷，不论生病，他还是很爱他。
Because whether it be that they're sick or if they're very got really poor, they still love each other.
其实今天我们跟神的关系就是婚姻的关系。
And today our relationship with God is that of a marriage.
我们受洗就是跟神订了婚约。
If we receive baptism, we are engaged with God.
神太好了。
God is so good.
他降世为人。
He came into this world as a human being.
为我的罪死。
And he died for my sin.
有哪一个爱比这个爱更大？
Who would love me more than this kind of love?
神太好了。
God is so good.
他住在众人所不能靠近的光里面。
He lives in the light that is unapproachable by human beings.
他要带我回到那个地方去。
He want to bring me back to that place.
神太好了。
God is so good.
他住在至高之处。
He lives in the Most High.
他的名非常有权柄。
His name is full of power.
所以因为神太好了。
Because God is so good.
我满心爱神。
Therefore, I love God with all my heart.
如果我们的信仰达到这么纯。
If our faith is such so pure,
那就不会离开神了。
Then we will not depart from God.
你不管人怎么攻击，失去健康，失去财产，什么你都不会离开神。
Does that matter if people attack us or if we were to lose our health, we will not depart from God.
因为神太好了。
Because God is so good.
今天我们很多的见证是神的恩典太好了。
Today, we many of the testimony would say that the grace of God is so good.
不错，因为很好，所以你来信神。
It's true that because of the grace that we come to believe.
但这不够好。
But that is not enough.
最好是神太好了。
The best is that God is so good.
所以我要拜他。
Therefore, I want to worship Him.
如果达到那个地步
，If we had obtained that level,
就跟保罗一样了。
Then we will be like Paul.
难道是患难吗？是刀剑吗？什么使我能跟神的爱隔绝呢？
Would it be tribulation or be swords that would separate us from the love of God?
所以圣经说，我的心渴慕你。
So the Bible says that my heart pants after you.
四十二篇的第二节
，Verse 2 of Psalm number 42.
我的心渴想永生的神。
My soul thirsts for God.
圣经不是说我的心渴想神的恩典。
The Bible did not say my soul thirsts for the grace of God.
圣经说我的心渴想神本身。
Here says so my soul thirsts for God Himself.
诸位
brothers and sisters,
我们今天来这里。
Today we are here.
不错。我们有缺乏可以求神的恩典。
It's true that if we have needs, we can ask for the grace of God.
但是我们的信仰要进步。
But our faith has to improve.
要追求神本身。
We have to go after God Himself.
不是渴慕神的恩典。
Not thirsting for the grace of God.
我们要渴慕神本身。
But thirst for God Himself.
我们不是认识神的恩典。
Not only that we know the grace of God.
我们要认识神本身。
We have to come to know God Himself.
我们不只是爱神的恩典。
Not only we love the grace of God.
我们爱神本身。
We love God Himself.
神是什么？
What is God?
神就是灵。
God is a spirit.
渴慕神就是喜欢祷告，被神的灵充满。
To thirst for God is that we would love to pray and to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
神是什么？
What is God?
神就是道。
God is the Word.
渴慕神就是渴慕神的话。
If we thirst for God, we will thirst for the Word of God.
昼夜思想。
Now we will think about it day and night.
神是什么？
What is God?
神就是爱。
God is love.
渴慕神就是常常被神的爱感动。
If we love God or thirst for God, we will be touched by the love of God.
一生一直想要怎么去报答神。
And we will think of ways to repay the love of God.
所以我们的信仰必须进到我很渴慕神的圣灵充满，我很渴慕神的话，我很渴慕神的爱。
So our faith has to improve unto the point when we love the Word of God, we love to pray and think about the love of God.
所以我们能够穿过神的恩典进到神的面前。
Therefore, we can pass through the grace of God and come before God Himself.
这就是我们的追求。
This should be our pursuit.
这就是我们祷告的目标。
This should be the goal of our prayer.
神啊，我渴慕你。
Because God, I long after you.
我希望来到教会能够见到你的荣美。
That when I come to church, I wish to witness your glory.
我希望你本身做我的满足。
I wish that you yourself can become my satisfaction.
这样我们灵性就会丰盛。
Then our spiritual life will be abundant.
如果我们没有渴慕神，
If we don't long after God,
只是渴慕神的恩典，
We only care about the grace of God.
这个灵性不一定会丰盛。
Then our spiritual life may not be abundant.
因为神的恩典大部分都是指着外在的。
Because the grace of God most of the time are really outward things.
但是如果神，你渴慕神，神住在我们里面。
But if we long after God and God dwells inside our heart,
我们这个人内在的灵性会丰盛。
Then the spiritual life within that person will be very vibrant.
这个就是信仰的目的。
This is the purpose of our faith.
叫我们心灵富足。
So that our hearts and soul may be prosperous.
那一旦心灵富足，
and once we become prosperous,
我们的生活就得到秘诀。
Then in our life, we will have this one secret.
富足我也可以拜神，贫穷我也可以拜神。
When we are rich, we can worship God. When we are poor, we can worship God.
什么情况我们都可以感谢。
In whatever circumstances, we can thank God.
因为神在我里面。
Because God is within me.
所以我们先来祷告。
And now I'd like to pray.
就让我们来到神的面前来亲近他。
Let us come before God and to draw closer to God.
从我们心的最深处来渴慕神。
From the depth of our heart, let us thirst after God.
来寻求他。
Let us go after God.
来求他住在我们里面。
And ask Him to come into our heart.
与我们同在。
To abide with us.
来满足我们的心。
To satisfy our heart.
所以我们还有25分钟的时间。
And we still have about 25 minutes.
我们要一起来祷告。
We have to pray together.
那如果你愿意接受按手祷告。
And if you're willing to receive a laying of hands.
也请你到前面来。
You're welcome to come forward.
那时间到我就按你。
And when the time's up, I will ring the bell.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray.